Hello, my name is Rick Pearson. Welcome to Prophecy USA, a program specifically designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. You know, the definition for the word convergence is when two or more things come together to form a whole. So what happens when you converge the four riders of the apocalypse, the latter-day nation of Babylon the Great, and the soon-coming Gog-Magog war together? Stay tuned. You're about to find out. Welcome back, folks. The word convergence is becoming a buzzword within prophecy circles today, but unfortunately, antiquated traditions of men refusing to recognize America in the Bible has made that convergence a dog's breakfast of confusion. The number one point of contention concerning future events is the time sequences of when they will happen. Of specific importance is the multitude of voices not discerning the mystery of who Babylon the Great is. Folks, we've been sounding that trumpet now for near unto 40 years, and in the last 5 years, on 120 TV stations across America, Canada, and Israel. There's a massive convergence of prophecies that is happening at an exponential rate. Specifically, we've focused on the 53 biblical descriptions of Babylon the Great, which America has fulfilled over the last 70 years. Now, these were accumulated after World War II when USA recognized Israel as a nation on May 14, 1948. The geographical center of the world for all prophecy is Israel. Unfortunately, many believe that Israel and the Mideast is the only region on the earth where God's word will be fulfilled. And that mindset is probably the greatest deception of twisted scriptures since Martin Luther exposed the Catholic Church for selling indulgences for the forgiveness of sins. Fortunately, in North America today, we have an abundance of Bibles available so that we can all read or even have God's Word spoken to us in the palm of our hand through our cell phones. So there's no excuse not to know or study the Bible. So in turn, we encourage you to join us on our weekly podcast every Thursday at 7 p.m. and study to show thyself approved unto God, not man. Because many of the traditional teaching on prophecy, specifically alleviating America from the Bible, just does not line up with Scripture. And this is why we at Prophecy USA mandate this protocol. If the Bible doesn't say it, neither will we. So this brings us to our topic today entitled Convergence, when two or more things come together to form a whole. What happens when you converge the prophetic events from the four riders of the apocalypse, the latter-day nation of Babylon the Great, and the soon-coming Gog-Magog war together? Let's begin with the four riders of the apocalypse and what they initiate. Listen to this.
The seven-year tribulation on earth will begin by a divine release of seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls of judgment from heaven. Those judgments, over a seven-year period, will result in one-third of the earth's population dying, one-third of all fresh water being embittered, one-third of sea life dying, and one-third of all plants and vegetation ceasing to grow. The Urban Dictionary defines apocalypse as a catastrophic event that begins with the final seven-year battle of good and evil. The four riders of the apocalypse can be defined as the four riders that initiate a catastrophic event that begins the final seven-year battle of good and evil. Horses in Scripture symbolize three attributes: strength, swiftness, and war. Once released, these symbolic horses will initiate a swift convergence of global events centered on a powerful war that will shake the nations around the world. The Bible was not just written for Middle Eastern events. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Now that we know the Bible is a book of global events, not just for the Middle East, let's look at those four horses. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, 'Come and see.' And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, 'Come and see.' And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.' And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth."
So now we've seen how the tribulation affects the whole world, not just the Mideast. But where will those four riders first appear? Are there specific prophecies with Scripture directed at specific nations where we can drill down and join the dots to find the future ground zero location? Stay tuned, because it's going to amaze you how stunningly accurate God's prophetic word pinpoints these events, showing us ground zero where the sound of the hoofbeats will first appear. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In 2021, our book, The Hour That Changes Everything, boldly proclaimed America's role in Bible prophecy. In 2022, our book, The Coming Exodus, discreetly unveiled God's supernatural exit strategy, soon to take place in America and around the world. In 2023, our book, 53 Descriptions of America's Role in Bible Prophecy, simultaneously showcased hundreds of verses that America has fulfilled. But now, our book, America's Josiah Moment, will pinpoint the exact time sequence of where we sit on God's prophetic time clock. Traditions of men tell us America is not inside the Bible, but you will never discover the truth until the Bible gets inside of you. America's Josiah Moment will do just that. To receive your copy of America's Josiah Moment for just $25, call the number on your screen now or visit prophecyusa.org. Call today.
Welcome back, folks. You know, most of us wonder, where are we on God's prophetic time clock? When and how will the four riders of the apocalypse be released? How close are we? Is it years away? Months away? Nobody, not even Jesus, knows that answer. But are there signs to watch for? Events that will converge into the grand finale when the Father says to Jesus, "Open the seals. Let the tribulation begin for those who have rejected my Son, perverted my word, and followed after the one who constantly opposes me." You know, in 2025, the world watched as America dominated in global trade. But the world has gone mad with greed. There's corruption and a lust for power that even means killing those who might stand in their way. Through the Abraham Peace Accords, U.S. President Trump is trying to bring peace between the sons of Abraham, Ishmael, and Isaac. Isaac being the father of the Jewish race, a race chosen to bring forth the Messiah, which John the Beloved emphasized in his teaching, stating that salvation is of the Jews. Now, meanwhile, Paul confirmed that spiritual transformation when he said, "For he is not a Jew which is one inwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God." If you've asked Christ into your heart, guess what? You are part of Christ's family, a Jewish family, and the sacred blood of Jesus has automatically placed you into a preferred position to hear God's voice, to follow His direction, and to walk in His ways. But only if you listen to that still small voice. So what is God saying to us in these last days? If Isaac is the chosen son of Abraham to bring about peace on the earth, what about his half-brother Ishmael? What does Scripture say about him? Although this was spoken over 4,000 years ago to his mother Hagar, ask yourself if this description is relevant for today. "Behold, thou art with child, Hagar, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren." Folks, when Hamas slaughters 1,200 people at a music festival, cuts off heads of babies, with no regard of their ethnicity or religious beliefs, and then takes hundreds of innocent civilians hostage by force, places them in tunnels, raping, starving, and torturing them, does this verse have any relevance for today? Are these the acts of wild men whose hands are against every man and every man against them? Can you see that the Bible is not just an ordinary book? It calls the end from the beginning. When Jesus, the Jew, taught us this golden rule, "All things whatsoever ye would do that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets." What is the juxtaposition of that rule? How do we see it through a biblical lens? How about kill everyone, every man, woman, and child who does not comply with our rules? Torture them, starve them, rape them, and command them to worship our prophets, obey our laws, and join our culture or suffer the consequences? And in the meantime, give us your homes, your lands, your possessions. These are the tenets of an anti-Christ spirit. Whether it's Marxism, radicalized religion, or a corrupt dystopian New World Order mindset, you see that the spirit of Antichrist does not care who it works through. And it's not coming to the world. It's here. It's manifesting, and it's boldly declaring, "We want war." You know, when the LGBT stand up with Hamas, screaming, "From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free," ask them, when is the last time Hamas had a gay parade in Gaza? When was the last gay parade in Iran? When protesters can't even name what river or what sea they're talking about, there's something at work that common sense and logic cannot defeat. It's the spirit of Antichrist, anti-Jew, anti-Jesus, and anti-Judeo-Christian protocol. This spirit's not coming. It is here, and it's everywhere around the globe. But it's not working through one group of people. It has infiltrated every level of government, education, industry, sports, religion, even in self-proclaimed Christian churches. Anti-Semitism and embracing the morality of Jezebel and Baal worship, shedding innocent blood, is an anti-Christ mindset. This is the spirit of the age that is rising up. Someone confronted me on the internet concerning the war in Gaza. They asked, "What do you think about what Israel is doing to Gaza?" And my response was based on the golden rule. Put yourself in Israel's position. If someone kidnapped your 16-year-old daughter, put her in a tunnel to be raped by multiple men, starved, beaten, and abused, no difference than Holocaust victims were by Hitler's Nazis, what would you do? Would you say, "That's okay, go ahead, see if I care"? How about negotiating with them? Tell them they can have your house and all your assets. But they said no. What if they said their only desire is to kill every member of your family, your wife, your children, and every relative that was in your bloodline? What exactly would you do? You know, I got no response from this monumental genius of social activism. Folks, the convergence of current events and Bible prophecy is happening at breakneck speed. But where is all this heading? What is Antichrist's final move to fulfill the wild man's mindset? When does God finally say, enough is enough? What is the last straw that breaks the camel's back and God says to Jesus, release the horses? It will amaze you who Scripture says will hear those hoofbeats first as they circle the globe to fulfill Bible prophecy. Stay tuned, because the mystery of this convergence will affect every person you know, especially we who live in this great nation that we call the United States of America. So don't go away. We're going to show you a convergence of Scripture that no generation has ever unraveled.
Donald Trump miraculously dodged a bullet and soon thereafter became the 47th president of the United States of America. King Josiah of ancient Israel miraculously staved off divine judgment and received over 30 years of God's blessing to the nation. But what does President Donald Trump in the here and now have in common with King Josiah of the then and there? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end-time reprieve of things to come. Let us unveil to you what millions are discovering. The United States of America is more than an experiment in democracy. She is a fulfillment of divine proclamation. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now. And for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.
Welcome back, folks. We're presently in the most anticipated global reprieve in Bible history. The convergence of the four riders of the apocalypse, the 54th description of Babylon the Great, and the coming Gog-Magog war are waiting for their time in Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Now, according to the Bible, everything begins in the spirit realm. God tells Jesus to release the horses, and watch what happens as end-time prophecies converge around the globe. And I saw a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. The word conquer in this passage is the Greek word nikeo. Literally means victory, superiority, or as a verb, it means to win or to defeat. In other words, the Antichrist, anti-Semitic spirit that we see now working through multiple nations, religions, governments, etc., will spiritually converge with one goal: overcome Christians, all nations invoking Christianity, and finally genocide the bloodline of the Jews. But how will this happen? Ezekiel tells us concerning the Mideast region. Ezekiel, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, and the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. At the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go to the land of unwalled villages to take a spoil and to take a prey. So the chief prince or spirit of Gog and Magog over Russia and their coalition of radical Islamic nations will think an evil thought and finally try to genocide the Jewish people. Meanwhile, in the West, the same Antichrist spirit working through the beast system, who hates the woman, Babylon the Great, the one who is currently defending Israel, will turn its thoughts towards America. And the 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received royal power, but they are to receive authority as kings 1 hour together with the beast. They have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. So what exactly is their evil thought to defeat Israel and the West at the same time? Enter the red horse. And a second seal was opened, and there went out another horse that was red, to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Modern vernacular, a weapon of mass destruction. What happens in the Mideast to Gog and Magog coalition trying to destroy Israel? I will send fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. God protects Israel, but at the same time, look what happens to those who dwell carelessly in the coastlands. According to the convergence, God allows the Antichrist spirit to literally judge Babylon the Great, who is America, and she meets all 53 descriptions. The 54th description of Babylon and the 10 horns that you saw, they will hate the woman. They will make her desolate and naked and devour her flesh and burn her with fire, for God has put into their hearts to carry out his purpose by being of one mind. The spirit is the same spirit chanting death to Israel and death to America today. That spirit is not coming. It's already here for the horses to be released. The red horse will fulfill Babylon's 54th description of fiery judgment in 1 hour, in 1 day. Look at how many scriptures we have. Over 12 scriptures from 3 different prophets. And Jesus warned us that only those who are found worthy will escape. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. Paul said, to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is that vengeance that God gives those who follow Antichrist? After the bride is raptured, almost overnight, the U.S. fiat currency will be worthless. The black horse will initiate the new digital monetary system, which is already being designed among over 70 nations today. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast. Meanwhile, in the Mideast, after this war takes place, Israel buries the dead for 7 months and burns the weapons throughout the 7-year tribulation period. And it's even referenced as the captivity of Jacob or Jacob's sorrow. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them. They shall burn them with fire for 7 years, burning the weapons. Now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob. Now during this 7 years, the fourth rider of the apocalypse will appear, the pale horse. And he releases the nuclear fallout from Babylon the Great that circles the earth. Death and hell followed the pale horse, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. Folks, if you get upset over the radicalized agenda of anti-Semitism, those who scream you are homophobic, hate-mongering Zionist Christians, who have a war on women because you stand for the right of the unborn, don't get angry. Pray for those who falsely accuse you. The Bible says to love your enemies and understand something. They have no clue what is coming. When this pale horse is released and a fourth of mankind dies, do you realize out of 8 billion people, that's 3.2 billion people are going to die over a 7-year period? The first 350 million in the first year is going to come right out of North America. We are in the Bible. This Bible's for the whole world. It's not for just the Mideast. So what can we do? What can we do right now? Our only job is to get ourselves ready. Do whatever assignment God has given you. Be the best father, the best mother, the best daughter, the best son. Be the best employer or employee. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and you have fulfilled all the law. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And whenever God releases the horses and says to Jesus, release the horses, Jesus, you wouldn't wish this upon your worst enemy, let upon those you love. Now, if you've never made that prayer and said, Jesus, forgive me for my sins, come into my heart, make that prayer decision today. You can call our number. It's on the screen. We have prayer people, prayer partners waiting to hear from you, and they want to pray with you. But I'm sorry, folks, we are totally out of time. My name is Rick Pearson. This is Prophecy USA, and I'm reminding you, God is in total control. He has spoken it. He will also do it. Get your name into the Lamb's Book of Life by confessing Him as Lord and Savior, and you have nothing to worry about. Jesus is coming back for you much sooner than many people think. See you next week on Prophecy USA. Shalom.
The United States leads peace talks with Ukraine and Russia, as well as with Israel and Iran. The United States leads peace talks with the whole Middle East through the Abraham Peace Accords. So why has Saudi Arabia called President Trump the president of the world? The biggest family feud between Abraham's sons Ishmael and Isaac is going to be in the Gog-Magog end time war, which will include all of these nations. So if America is not mentioned in the Bible, why is she leading these end-time peace talks? Prophecy USA is proud to present their latest book, America's Josiah Moment, an end-time reprieve of things to come. Go to prophecyusa.org or call the number on your screen now, and for just $25, receive your copy of this powerful book and help us spread the word. We are waiting to hear from you.